Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, live E3 2018. We just finished watching PlayStation E3 briefing. This is your host, Danny Pena, and also we got Paris Livy here, man. What's up, Paris?
Hey, what's going on, man? Can I just go ahead and kick it off?
Yeah, all right.
I did not think I was going to say this. Probably one of the most underwhelming PlayStation media briefings I've been to. And like I just said yesterday, best Microsoft one in 10 years. Might be one of the worst PlayStation ones in 10 years for me. I love Last of Us 2. Going to be a phenomenal game. But I don't think any of their other games showed very well.
Very surprised. Because I freaking love Spider-Man. Can we say something about Death Stranding, please? I'm confused. I don't know what's going
Kojima
on.
Kojima was sitting behind me at the thing. I swear, if I had the stones, I would have turned around in the middle of the thing. I go, what is this? I don't understand anymore. I'm done. I don't understand. I don't know.
I don't get it.
For a half a second, I thought we were about to get actual gameplay, and then it cuts another weirdo cutscene, and I was like, I'm done. I don't know.
I think they're doing pretty bad with presenting the game to the masses. I think people buying more the game because of him, not because of the actual game.
That's my point. If this was not Kojima, if this was you and Pete, people would be up in arms right now.
Yeah.
On what is this?
I don't get it. Hey, look, please, whoever is excited for this game, please tell us why.
Tell me why. Why? I'd be dying to know.
I'm confused. Pete, do you understand the whole concept of the game? Because I'm still lost. Somebody wrote to me on Twitter, Danny, you're not supposed to know what it is. What? So I'm going to buy something not knowing what it is? No way. I'm not going to do that. That's a waste.
I think a lot of it is, I don't want to say confusion, more so the unknown, right? You don't want, you want to go into something that you kind of, you build familiarity with a title.
Yeah.
And so when you do something like that, you bring in the unknown, you pique the interest and the curiosity of the consumer. And I think that coupled with the legend that is, Kojima-san, I think it draws in the people, the mystique of what it is. I'm telling you, I have no idea, and I echo Paris' sentiment. If I had the testicular fortitude, as one of those wrestler announcers used to say when I was a kid growing up, to go up and ask him, I would. And we were joking right before we got into the main tent. I don't even know if Kojima knows what he's doing at this point. I think it's almost like he's doing a pipe dream of production. I'm sure that there's a cohesive story somewhere.
Yeah.
What it is, I have no idea. As far as the game that resonated with me and I really, really enjoyed.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys said anything about it. Ghost of Tsushima.
Yo, that game looks fire, yo. Paris has
alternative facts going on about the game.
What? No. Honestly, that game is fire.
I like Paris, it. Go. I like it a lot. I want to hear why. What your reasoning as to why you don't like it?
I think the game looks beautiful. I love the premise of what they're trying to do. Don't get me wrong, but I guess the skeptic in me sees that it still needs a lot of tuning on the AI side of the enemies. There was a lot of 2-on-1, 3-on-1, where he's engaged with one enemy and the other guys are just standing there watching. That kind of stood out to me. So that's something that can be fixed. I'm not saying, oh, the game's ruined, it's going to be terrible, but that just stood out to me in a demo. So it's another showing where I say it didn't show well for me. And I could be wrong. I'm just giving my opinion on it.
Spider-Man was very similar to that as well, though. Like, there was characters, there was the enemies that he was fighting. Yeah, 2-3-4-5-6-1, 6-on-1 at one point. But there was only one or two ever really approaching the character.
That's my point.
And maybe that's just a character flaw of these games where you're not going to have six people bum rushing a character at the same time.
Control. Remedy. Pete, I'm a huge fan of Remedy. Paris was like, yo, it looks like Quantum Break. I'm like, yo, this could be Remedy's new game. The thing that is shocking, 505 is publishing that. That game looks fire, though, man.
You know, honestly, publishing the publisher, I don't think makes a big deal.
No, but the thing is, they're not known. And, you know what I'm trying to say, though, Paris? 505 Games, I'm surprised. Like, because we see their titles on the past. I never seen a game legit like this from 505.
But maybe that's just Sony giving other, you know, publishers a chance to push the title. You know what I mean?
No, like, that is a good thing. I love the game.
I don't know, but I'm just saying that this... The way it came off sounded kind of negative, and I don't know.
It's just surprising. It's just surprising, not being negative. I don't know. I freaking love. Look, I'm a huge Remedy fan. I'm buying this day one, yo.
And
day
I'm curious one. If why didn't Xbox allow Remedy to do something like this?
Well, I think there's some behind the scenes stuff there that we don't know. I think that's what it is, but
Because Quantum Break underperformed. And they probably decided to move on, and maybe this was a big budget project that Microsoft just didn't necessarily feel comfortable funding. So 505 did, and here we are.
Now, it was cool that they were showing love to Dreams. I think that game needed to... I think it would have been cool to see more than just those little short clips. Now, Paris, I'm going to be real with you. I think that the way how we came into the press conference, and we were all standing. They show us an amazing Last of Us footage. Amazing. I just didn't like the whole come in, stand, watch this trailer. Okay, let's go to the next room. I think the flow kind of killed it, man. If they, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, and especially the people back home, they were making fun of it.
Well,
you
know, that goes back to what I was saying. This was underwhelming to me. Look, I get what they were trying to do with it, and I applaud the effort. I just don't think the execution of it play it off very well. But again, when you're the king,
it doesn't matter.
You can do these things.
I'm surprised that you didn't like Spider-Man. Very surprised.
It's not that I didn't like it. I thought the previous E3 showing was better than this one. But I understand what they're doing. You know, Sinister Six, they're playing that up. You know, we obviously saw some cool web mechanics that happened, but it was a lot of cutscenes in there, though. A lot of you're not actually controlling Spider-Man within that demo that we had. I'm getting it September 7th, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, oh, the game's terrible or whatever, but hey, look, Ted Price was sitting behind me too. Maybe I should turn around and say something to him.
I will say, though, and going back to what you were talking about, like, you know, we had the church or the barn dance scene from the demo that they played on the screen. They transitioned us into the tent, Ghost of Tsushima, went right into that. Where we're at right now, you know, it's very Japanese. You know, we got bamboo. You've got the red maple leaves on the floor, which we saw in the game, the bamboo. Over there, you've got, you know, the cityscape of New York, obviously alluding to Web of Shadows, you know, not Web of Shadows, but Spider-Man. So you have all of these different, quote-unquote, experiences of what, you know, what they're showing here at the press conference. I don't know if I would go so far as say this is their worst effort. I don't know if I would say it was underwhelming. I liked what I saw on the screen, and I think this is Sony going more with the aesthetic.
I think this is different.
This is their aesthetic. This is their design principles and stuff like this at play.
Oh.
It works. It's definitely separate and apart from, I guess, the corporate cookie cutter Microsoft presentation, because it's you go in, it's your press conference, sit down. You know,
I think
go, bye bye.
Like the thing that they were saying, that they were going to focus only on their full games, and that was their main focus. I think they did pretty good with that. I just wasn't a fan of standing, seeing the trailer, hype, excited. Yeah, move. Like the vibe, like from I was super excited walking to the next room. The vibe just went downhill after that, because it killed it for me. Imagine if we would have sat down in that tent that we were at, the second tent, and they were just showing trailers back to back. I think I would be like, oh man, like super excited.
They just
still
want us, you know, to leave them. Oh, I'm gonna leave this.
Okay,
that's fine.
Thanks.
So that's what's going on. Anything else, Paris, you want to say about that, Pete? Anything else?
No.
I mean, I'm probably being a little too harsh. You know, this is obviously the instant reaction. We just walked out. I think I was expecting a little more with it. Maybe that's the thing. And just so people understand the setup here, they have playable stations. Spider-Man's playable here. It's kind of a party atmosphere. People eating food, all that kind of stuff. That's all great that Sony's doing this, and it's fine. I just think from a gaming, pure gaming standpoint, I wanted to see more. You know what it is? It's Death Stranding. Gosh darn it, it's Death Stranding. That kind of bummed me out because I just feel like this was the year we were actually going to get more information on it because they were saying we're focusing on these four games. And they really just did an extended trailer versus giving us an actual game demo. Do you know what Death Stranding is?
No.
As of right now, no.
And that's my
no
point.
Clue.
I don't think anyone that watched this briefing got any more information about Death Stranding than they did a year ago.
Question.
And that's kind of where I am.
Going on to the other things that they showed, Resident Evil 2. I know Danny jumped out of his chair, basically started hooting jumped. And hollering.
Fire. Fire.
Why?
I'm a fan of Resident Evil.
Okay.
I play all the Resident, even the bad ones. This one, Resident Evil 2 to me was my first Resident Evil. I played that first, the original one. And then I started playing one, and then on. I'm excited because it looks different. It's the same story. But I want to see it. Like, okay, you know how the fans got super excited when they got to see Final Fantasy, the new remastered, whatever, years ago during the Sony PlayStation?
Right.
It's the same story, new type of experience. But it's just that we love the game so much that we'll go back and play it. Mm. I'll go back and play that, Resident Evil 2. Are you a fan of Resident Evil 2 or not?
No? Okay.
All right. For those that are not fans, of course you're going to move on. But I love Resident Evil 2, so I'm definitely going to buy that, man.
Okay.
Definitely.
And then the other one, which I think caught a lot of people by surprise, Nioh 2 from Team Ninja.
Looks good. Not for me.
Okay.
Your thoughts?
I mean, Nioh, the original, caught me, and I think it caught a lot of people by surprise. It was not something, and it's starting to catch on with, you know, and now as I'm looking around, obviously, the Japanese, Asian culture and aesthetic,
yeah.
You know, that coupled with, you know, Ghost of Tsushima, I know, I'm starting to catch the vibe. I'm more hyped for Ghost of Tsushima than I am for Nioh 2, but Nioh 2 was, you know, critically acclaimed. There was good reviews on it. So does it warrant a sequel? Why not? If there's fans that are looking forward to it, absolutely. Why not? Appease the fans.
So was there any games that made you decide 2018 would be good, or all those games was 2019?
Well, a lot of those were early, like January 2019.
Yo, let's talk about
launches.
That, early 2019 is stack. Looking
stack.
Too much.
If you're a multi-plat owner, it's going to be a very, very expensive last quarter, first quarter, you know, going out of 2018, going into 2019.
And the thing is, the thing is, as of right now, we don't know anything about Nintendo, like what are their plans for early next year. But as of right now, what are the games stood out the most to you for early 2019 that you think you see yourself buying it?
I mean, what do we got? We got Anthem, we got Days Gone, we got Kingdom Hearts.
For you.
Oh, for me?
Yes, for you.
Probably Days Gone.
Days Gone. Okay.
And then I'm pretty sure I'll get Anthem. You know, I'm not counting anything in March. I'm just looking January and February. So
Days Gone was absent from here.
Yeah.
Well, they already said ahead what they were going to focus on. It wasn't going to be Days Gone. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, those will probably be the games off the top of my head. I mean, the January games, I can't think of anything that I personally would want to get.
You know what I'm kind of confused about some stuff about you, Paris? Because Crackdown wasn't at the showcase.
Nope.
That's horrible.
Yep.
Days Gone is not here, and it's okay. So I don't get it.
Because they said we're going to focus on these four games ahead of time.
But that's that game is coming out February. Also, like Crackdown.
What's your point?
The point is, I have a huge question mark on both of those games.
You're the one that just asked me what I would get. I'm trying to tell you if there was games, those were the ones I would get. So what do you want me to do?
No, I'm just saying, Paris. You can't. To me,
okay, I won't get Days Gone then because it wasn't here.
No, right, it's not that. It's not that.
I don't get it.
I want to see, unless it's here in the showcase.
No, I have no idea.
Unless it's here in the showcase, yeah. I haven't seen it. But the thing that I'm trying to say is, for example, Anthem, Days Gone, and Crackdown, huge question marks on those three games. No true hands-on, like the majority of people, only select few, or zero hands-on. To me, that's kind of weird and questionable. I don't know. It just
I don't disagree with you at all, because to be honest with you, when we get to January, February, like I said, if there's probably going to be a game that I would get, it's probably going to be those two, because yeah, they got question marks, but if those questions get answered by the time we get to, you know, February, they'd most likely be the ones I pick up. Kingdom Hearts, things like that, I don't have interest in.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so fine. I wouldn't get them regardless.
Yeah. Okay.
So does that answer it?
No, yeah. I just wanted to bring that up because, you know, there's no...
Hey, something else that wasn't shown here.
What?
No Destiny was here.
I think they're slowly going like this. Look, move to the side.
Two more things that we did not see that we actually we thought was going to happen. No Shenmue 3. And no Final Fantasy VII.
They said they got delayed. So I heard from other sources that the game is kind of weird. Not looking good right now. But hopefully by them delaying the game, it's going to look better. We'll still going to play it. I already purchased it. So there's no way for me to go ahead.
You're all in already.
I'm all in. Whatever. Even if the game's whack, I just want to complete the story. It's like you watch two Star Wars. You want to watch the last one, even if the last one is horrible, just to complete the story.
Just to complete it.
Anything else?
No, I think that wraps it up. I'm the more that I sit and ponder, and I'm not focusing on the food that they're offering here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that this is on the top of their list of press conferences. Above average, I'd say.
I'm gonna be straight up with you. I think Ubisoft had a better press conference than this, yo. I think so, man. And I think I've never said that before, ever. I've never said that, yo.
Okay.
I think they had a better presentation, in my opinion, too. As of right now, we haven't seen Nintendo's, because tomorrow's Nintendo. EA has to be the worst of the worst. Ubisoft was pretty up there. Square Enix, disappointing. Jesus Christ, that was pretty bad, too. Short. And that's it.
You know what's awkward? Danny is usually the most positive person, and he's like become Debbie Downer today at the end of the day.
No, I'm just keeping it 100, man. Like, you know, I feel like, to me, yo, PlayStation has so many great press conferences, and I think they're getting a little bit too comfortable, man. And I don't want to... That's the thing that I really don't like, man. Microsoft did the same thing, man. They got a little bit too comfortable and went downhill after that, man. That's all. All right. I guess I'm the only one talking here.
I don't have a mic. I mean, let's just wrap it up because I don't think there's much else to say other than
Shorter than I expected.
Because they're trying to do the whole party thing here tonight. But I don't know. It was, for me, it was underwhelming. It just was. And I don't think I've said that about PlayStation press conference in a while.
Ever. I think ever.
Yeah, I don't think I've said
well,
that.
Well, I think maybe the old.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It's been a long time.
But after that, I think I have really never heard you said that. That's the first time.
Cool. Look, appreciate the invite. PlayStation bringing us out, but obviously I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah. I love the setup.
Going back to the beginning, Last of Us 2 looks very impressive. I cannot wait for that game to come out. Not convinced it's 2019. I'm still going to say 2020 most likely.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to play that. That's going to be good. Really good. And we know Naughty Dog knows how to do gameplay and story, so I'm really looking forward to it.
If they announce that the game is 2019, I'll be super surprised. Wow.
Yeah.
So, all right, until next time, we're out. Peace.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 76-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.